It was a tough fight, but I managed to come through. I'm happy, that's all. I know I've got a lot to learn. But getting to the top ain't as easy as just going there and blitz everyone out. That's why I say no hype. But I'm trying hard and I'm going to keep on working forward to my dreams. And wherever my hard work takes me, it's better than where I started.
So many people said, Anthony, that they wanted to see you take a heavy shot. You did tonight. You wobbled slightly. How badly hurt were you?
You see, I come through. I got heart. I'm going to keep on going. You know, he's a powerful guy. He's got knockouts himself. But I just keep on rolling, you know. Roll with the shots. That's why you got to listen to your coaches in the gym, because these things do happen in a boxing ring, you know. And it's just how you handle it and keep on going, keep on going. Hold, slip, slide, you know. Keep your head moving. Don't get hit with flush shots. And then you recover and you get back to doing what you do. Simple. Boxing is not complicated.
Another question, and you well know, is that can he go rounds? How were you feeling as you went into the second half?
Don't get me wrong. When you're in with a game opponent, it's tough. But everything that you do in a 10-week camp subconsciously takes you through. Even when, like, as you said, you do come unbalanced and so on. It's just what you do day in and day out in the gym. You just keep on going. And when it got to 8 rounds, I really believed that I could go to 12, because we do work hard in the gym. And when I look at the clock in the gym and it's 30 seconds gone, I'm recovering and I felt that in the corner. So no matter how many times I went back to the corner, I would have come out to the last bell for sure.
Such a valuable experience in there tonight.
Yeah, I would like to rematch Dylan. Not for the fact that he's going to beat me, but for the fact that he can give me rounds. And that's what everyone says I need, so... We can do this again if people want, and he wants, because it's what I need, you know. And
I don't think there's anybody leaving here tonight would refuse a return of this. But you said you've got to listen to your corner. Did you listen too much to your emotions tonight?
No, because I saw him hurt, and that's a killer instinct. He was hurt in the first round, so I wanted to go in there and get the job done. Whether it's first or 12, you don't get paid for overtime in boxing. But he's very strong, very game. You know, I kept on hurting him with certain shots, and the left hook wasn't working, so I thought, okay, what's the shot that's going to catch him without getting caught? And I started teeing up the right hand. And when that started landing, you know, as the rounds went on, I kept on working on it. And that's what I need. That's what a fight's about. As the rounds go on, if the jab don't work, use a left hook. If that don't work, use a right hand. And that's why I need the rounds to start working my boxing brain.
We asked you in the build-up how far away you think you are from Tyson Fury and the world stage. Now, after tonight, what's your thoughts?
Still far away, because, as you see, my teammate Luke Campbell, unfortunately, didn't get the decision. What I understand is that becoming an elite athlete in a sport that's so tough, it don't happen overnight. You just don't come into pro boxing and become world champion. But what I will say is I've got the ambition, the desire, and a good team that will get me there. But we're going to do it in our time, and I'm not going to let anyone rush me, because when I'm there, I'm going to stay. I'm not there for a flash. And that's why I really want to get it right. And this, today, after 2 years, is what I finally needed. So I'll only give Dylan credit, as I said, for being the man to take me past 3 rounds.